USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. An Arctic blast continues bringing dangerously low temperatures, wind chills, snow, and ice nationwide this week, even into the south.
It is so cold, and will be so cold, that it is tough for the salt and other treatments for the roads to work, meaning roads can be slick anywhere throughout Kentucky.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear trying to reassure residents of his state. The Iowa caucuses, with former President Trump winning the state by a large margin on the Republican side Monday night.
This is about starting the process for picking the most powerful human being in the world. This is the model for the entire country.
Jeff Kaufman's with the Republican Party of Iowa. Ron DeSantis finished a distant second, followed closely by Nikki Haley in third. On the Democratic side, presidential preference votes were collected by mail-in tally and will be announced on Super Tuesday, March 5th. The city of Chicago struggling to house illegal immigrants, and many local taxpayers are not happy about it either.
Chicago spending a whopping $156 million on migrant housing and care since October of 2022. The Biden administration doing absolutely nothing to stop the flow at our southern border with Mexico.
USA's Laura Winters reporting. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is now out of the hospital following complications from a corrective surgery for prostate cancer. Lawmakers are demanding answers about why the White House and Congress were not notified about Austin's hospitalization sooner. Fulton County, Georgia District Attorney Fonnie Willis may have spoken publicly for the first time this past weekend on allegations of an improper romantic relationship.
You cannot expect black women to be perfect and save the world.
That's Willis speaking at the Big Bethel AME Church in Atlanta on Sunday. She's remained mostly quiet on the scandal and has neither confirmed nor denied the reported details so far.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
Fannie Willis, a Fulton County, Georgia district attorney who brought charges against former President Trump on election interference, claims allegations that have been brought against her of having an improper relationship with the prosecutor were made because they are black.
You cannot expect black women to be perfect and save the world.
Willis had remained quiet about the relationship in public, although she has neither confirmed or denied the relationship or the allegations. The Kansas City Chiefs may have won the game against the Miami Dolphins on Saturday night, but there was more than one winner. Turns out Peacock and the NFL were celebrating as the game was the most streamed live event in U.S. history with 23 million total views. It was also responsible for the most internet usage ever in the United States on a single date. Those numbers include the NBC affiliates in Miami and Kansas City and on the NFL Plus mobile app, where the game was also shown outside of Peacock. The latest numbers from the CDC say seasonal flu activity continues to be elevated in most of the United States. The country is still experiencing levels of COVID-19 and respiratory viruses as well. The CDC estimating that there have been at least 14 million flu-related illnesses, 150,000 hospitalizations, and 9,400 deaths so far this current flu season. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs. And if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.